hurricane death toll rises.
The destruction here is catastrophic, and it stretches for miles.
Thousands face starting over.
Everybody we know lost their house. Everybody. And our jobs.
Pope acts on D.C. Cardinal.
Forced to resign amid the sex abuse scandal.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. For tens of thousands of people in the Florida Panhandle, this is the new reality.
Have no jobs, nowhere to go, can't get out, don't have a lot of money. What do you do next?
And that's the question for Mike Marcia and so many others after Hurricane Michael destroyed nearly everything in its path. For many who evacuated, there's no home to return to, and the place where they worked is decimated. Calculating the economic impact is just beginning. The storm is now blamed for at least 11 deaths. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Omar Villafranca in Mexico Beach.
Entire cities along Florida's panhandle are unrecognizable. Homes and businesses ripped from their foundations and a coastline carved up by relentless surging waves.
I never in my life would I ever dream that I would go through something like this.
Help is arriving. Rescue teams with dogs searched what was left of Mexico Beach, combing through piles of debris stacked 20 feet high.
This area is not going to be back to normal for a long time.
Danny Simon is with the Louisiana Task Force One.
What we're standing in right now is what Katrina did to New Orleans.
I'm Peter King in St. James, Florida. With the cleanup comes the headache of dealing with your insurance company. Jimmy Rabo's house is all but gone, his belongings strewn for hundreds of yards.
They want you to prove everything. I mean, it's all here. There's nothing in the house. How are you going to prove it?
He's been taking pictures, whatever he can find.
I mean, we got boats there. I mean, the water surge was 300 or 400 feet behind the house.
I'm Jim Crisul in Greensboro, North Carolina. High winds and heavy rains from Tropical Storm Michael caused more damage in the Carolinas and Virginia, leading to swift water rescues and evacuations. The rain-swollen French Broad River in the North Carolina mountains left many in disbelief.
This happened two times. I feel like this time I lost all my stuff. I have my shoes laid out in the closet, and I was pouring water out of them.
High winds knocked down trees, trapping many people in vehicles and homes. Michael spawned confirmed tornadoes in North Carolina and Virginia.
A month after Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wuerl submitted his resignation amid allegations that he covered up for pedophile priests, there's been action at the Vatican. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Pope Francis accepted Wuerl's resignation, but said there were sufficient elements for Wuerl to have resisted stepping down, saying there is a difference between covering up crimes and simply making a mistake. He also thanks Wuerl for having put the good of the church first by resigning, saying he's proud of him for doing so.
Saudi Arabia says reports that a missing journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, was killed are baseless. CBS's Bill Rakoff's got the latest.
The Washington Post reports that Turkish government officials have both audio and video recordings that they say show Khashoggi was interrogated and then killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last week. An official briefed on the matter says that audio intelligence clearly illustrates Khashoggi being questioned, tortured, and then murdered. Saudi officials have denied any involvement in the writer's disappearance.
A Saudi delegation arrived in Turkey today as the investigation intensifies. The FBI has reassigned several employees who are based in Asia amid allegations of misconduct. The Wall Street Journal reports the Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into accounts of partying and interaction with prostitutes in several cities. After months of talks, President Trump's lawyers are preparing to answer written questions from the special counsel, Robert Mueller. CBS's Major Garrett.
Nothing in these questions given to the president's lawyers deal with anything under the description of obstruction of justice. They're only about questions relating to cooperation or interaction with those acting on behalf of the Russian government or with links to the Russian government, and only during the campaign.
What happened at the White House yesterday turned out to be fertile material for both political pundits and comedians. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Donning a Make America Great Again hat, Kanye West held forth in the Oval Office and cast himself as an unapologetic supporter of the president.
When I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman.
West's meandering monologue in support of Mr. Trump featured multiple profanities.
No bullshit.
and lines blasting Democrats.
The liberal would try to control a black person through the concept of racism.
He called for more pardons, less prison, compared the 13th Amendment banning slavery to a trap door for blacks, and said his meandering remarks were like a fine wine.
It has multiple notes to it.
One message was clear, his ardent support of President Trump, who called West a smart cookie.
Trump is on his hero's journey. He might not have expected to have a crazy motherfucker like Kanye West run up and support.
But the president surely appreciated it.
I'll tell you what, that was pretty impressive, folks.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Overseas, there was a royal wedding today in Great Britain.
Prince Andrew's daughter Eugenie married her fiancé Jack Brooksbank in the same Windsor Chapel where Prince Harry wed Meghan Markle last May. Americans among those waiting outside.
I wanted to come to the wedding. Eugenie is my age and she's my princess. It had always been a bucket list to see a coronation or a wedding.
But many Britons unimpressed by the $2 million cost for security for this royal who has no official duties. The BBC made it the last of its morning headlines after a story about improperly disposed of medical waste. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The buyer of a Banksy painting that partially went through a shredder as the artist had planned during an auction last week will go ahead with the $1 million purchase. CBS's Pam Coulter.
The unnamed female European collector told Sotheby's she was shocked at first, but then realized she'd end up with her own piece of art history. The artwork has been given a new name, Love is in the Bin.
It was news earlier this year when Fleetwood Mac split with guitarist Lindsey Buckingham. The band went its own way on tour without him, and now he is suing. The L.A. court action alleges breach of contract. A new report puts a different spin on the impact of obesity. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
The obesity epidemic is threatening national security. That's according to a study conducted for the U.S. Army. Major General Frank Muth, head of Army Recruiting Command, says the biggest reason today's recruits are disqualified from military service is they're too fat, and it's nearly a third of all recruits aged 17 to 24. The report, titled Unhealthy and Unprepared, concludes that the rising numbers of overweight youth are going to have a real impact on the military's ability to maintain effectiveness. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, Facebook says it's purged more than 800 accounts and pages in the U.S. for what it calls inauthentic behavior. The social network says they were little more than clickbait or pathways to websites with dubious political content. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.